What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
Hello, and welcome to Defocus Media Podcast. This episode is in collaboration with Optometry Times, and so excited to talk today about the disruptive forces going on in the world of contact lenses. Unless you've been living under a rock, I know you've seen all of the online contact lens distributors that are marketing directly to our patients, kind of bypassing the optician, bypassing the optometrist, bypassing the whole eye exam in some of the cases here. So I brought in an expert guest to talk about this because he's done quite a bit of research on the field. Please welcome Dr. Ryan Court.
Thank you for having me, Jen. I really appreciate it. And I'm excited to be on the podcast today.
So Ryan, give us an update because you're an optometrist, but you're also doing a lot of innovative entrepreneurial things outside of even your everyday patient care. So give us an update about what's going on in your life right now.
Sure. Yeah, I am a optometrist, as we discussed. I've been practicing for coming up on almost 7 years now. A relatively new dad. So my wife and I are still getting used to this whole parenting thing, which I know you're about to jump into and are very excited about. And then I also run a health and wellness website called Intro Wellness. IntroWellness.com is essentially a health and wellness website that breaks down informational topics, in words and phrases that consumers can really understand. We do videos, we do articles, we do product and service reviews, and so that's kind of something that I do that's more entrepreneurial. So all three things together, it keeps me very busy. And like we were just chatting about, I feel like it's the great balancing act of life that, you make sure that you have your personal side, your professional side, and then your opportunity for growth.
Well, on top of all that, being a new dad, running this business that's really trying to help educate the public as a whole, you're seeing patients, you're in practice, and the type of practice that you have is in Charlotte, North Carolina area, which is a real bustling big city, a lot of young people there. So I wanted to kind of get your insight. Are you having patients approach you, ask you about online contact lens vendors like Hubble or Aveo, for example?
Yeah, so I'm glad you kind of pointed out that I do practice in a metropolitan and almost a big city area. Charlotte's definitely a growing big city. I am in a lens crafter sublease space. And so, I feel that we have patients of all ages, to be honest, but a lot of them are coming in and asking about new technology or asking about, like you said, some of these disruptive subscription contact lens services. But I've only had a few that have really asked me about the disruptive contact lens services out there. And most of them are really asking about Hubble. I think that because Hubble was the first to market, they have had a pretty, I would say, good backing of financial investors. And so they're able to really market themselves on social media with power and precision based on, all the analytics, all the power they have behind them. And like I said, the first to market definitely helps when you're kind of jumping into a new category. In regards to what they're asking about, they're more so interested in the concept of, how does this work? Or, hey, I saw this advertised. Can I go ahead and send my prescription in for X, Y, or Z contact lens brand? And power and get these contacts, or do I have to be fit with them? So it's kind of bringing to a lot of my patients' mind, how does this work and how are they able to get these contact lenses? And some of them are like, oh yeah, I went ahead and signed up and got the free trial, and they give me their feedback on, how they felt, how they saw in them, what they thought of the process. But to really bring things to the forefront, they are companies like Hubble and Aveo, and they're definitely making a dent in the marketing and online social media marketing world.
That's great. So you've actually had patients come to you and say, hey, I got these contact lenses. So these conversations, if you guys aren't having them in your practice, I know I've had patients ask me questions directly about, well, what if I'm interested in doing this service, for example, this year, and getting a little bit of my opinion. And I mean, honestly, it's a blessing that they even bothered asking, right? Because all of the steps market directly to the patient, and it kind of bypasses, for the most part, the optometrist altogether. So it's kind of a sign that you have a good relationship with your patients, that they're even bringing it up to you. When I think many doctors that aren't hearing about it, it's because their patients don't feel comfortable talking to them and are doing it on their own.
I completely agree. And I think as providers, we have to ask the right questions. We have to be a little bit of an information or gatherer, like we do during examination in general. But we have to say, I see that we fit you in this context. contact lens last year. I see you came from another provider and they prescribed you this contact lens. How is that working for you? Are you still wearing that lens? And I think that kind of opens the door for patients to disclose, oh, well, you know, I have been wearing this contact, but then I saw online that, you know, Hubble was offering these free trials. And so, you know, I went ahead and signed up. And I think that's kind of the gateway to entry for a lot of these patients is it's pretty direct to consumer marketing through social media platforms. They get them with the email sign up and free trial and put your credit card on file and they'll send you your free lenses. And if you don't cancel in time, they'll keep renewing the order just like any other subscription monthly service.
So you made such a good point on this, by the way. I think we can't just assume that the contact lens prescription that you have on file from your patient's chart are what they've been wearing. Taking that moment to ask that question, last year we prescribed XX brand of contact lens. What's been your experience? And if they say like, oh, that's not what I've been getting. Okay. You know, like now we're uncovering a lot more of the truth all of a sudden.
Yeah. And sometimes patients are either, like you said, they may not want to disclose that information. They definitely don't want you to come off as defensive based on, well, you know, as experts, we want to go ahead and say, well, we prescribe this. Why aren't you wearing it kind of thing in our head? But at the end of the day, I think healthcare consumers and specifically eye care consumers nowadays are marketed to a lot from a lot of different verticals. And so it's important to have that conversation with them. Otherwise, their attention may get drawn elsewhere. And that can be something that they can end up in a product that maybe, or even utilizing a service that is disruptive and something that may not be in the best interest for them.
Well, at the top of the show, we talked about you had founded and run Intro Wellness, which is a patient education platform that talks a lot about eye care as well as other medical and healthcare venues. At the end of last year on Intro Wellness, you posted a review video discussing several different brands of online contact lens vendors. So let's dig into that a little bit. What companies did you order lenses from in this review?
Sure. So I did a little bit of a quick dive on the internet. I obviously knew a lot about Hubble and what they were doing, but I wanted to see what their competitors were because I knew that if Hubble was having any kind of success marketing to the general public, there would be others out there. And so the four companies are Waldo, Sight Supply, Aveo, and Hubble. And I'd say three out of four of them are actually located in the United States. I think Waldo is the one that's over in the UK. All of them manufacture, from what I could see, their contact lenses overseas. So I think it was Taiwan was the most common, but Malaysia was another location of where they're manufacturing their lenses. And, you know, the goal of it was really to get informed as a provider. Patients are going to continue to see these things online. And I want to know what they're coming in and talking about, but also to provide that kind of content for our audience on introwellness.com, because people are searching for information on whether it's health and wellness products and services, and they want clear and transparent kind of editorial reviews of them. So the whole premise this was behind it was to kind of take a look from an unbiased eye, see what I see and provide insight based on the professionalism and, you know, expertise that I have in eye care, but also be, you know, understanding that that people will consider some of these lenses based on cost or based on convenience, based on just the fact that they kind of fell into it and didn't know otherwise. Because you got to think about the general education level of, you know, people across the world. You know, not everybody as educated in, you know, their eye care and eye health, or in general their overall health and wellness, as, you know, people like us are who actually work in the industry.
Right. Well, speaking of that, of course, these websites, these companies are founded not by optometrists, but by people who have marketing degrees or business degrees that were typically contact lens wearers, for example, and that kind of inspired them to go on to that venue of trade, but they're not eye care professionals by background. So the way they're talking about designing their websites, designing the language of their products is very focused on the mentality of the average consumer. What, if anything, kind of stood out on looking at some of these different websites and the language that they use? I mean, was anyone talking about ocular health or safety or the importance of eye exams even?
Daily contact lenses are definitely something that they got excited about as marketers, because they know as doctors, we provide our patients with the information and kind of break things down in a way that, you know, depending on what kind of case history they provide us, what's been working well for them, what are some of their pain points, you know, daily contact lenses tend to be a better option for a lot of people based on a number of factors, whether it's hygiene, vision, comfort. You know, the main one that kind of gets in the way at times is the cost. And then if you actually compare apples to apples of, you know, contact lens solutions and how often people replace their lenses and whip and tear them or get something on the lens, it can actually balance out. So I think a lot of these marketers are saying, okay, a daily disposable contact lens that you can get basically a subscription each month, you get a new supply coming in. So it's something that they have to reorder. They're really excited about that. So they did kind of drill down on how dailies are very good for your eye health. They're really something that, the hygiene value is kind of one of the key pain points, I think, that they drilled into. Having fresh contact lenses, having a routine subscription supply that's coming into your home. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything as long as your prescription is up to date. Those were a lot of the factors. And then they were also saying you can get this at a fairly low cost. And they would break it down on, how much you're paying for a monthly supply, or you could get a discounted rate at a yearly supply. And some of them are waiving shipping and they're only charging you if you're going to go ahead and do their 10 to 30 day, subscription trial for shipping. So those are some of the pain points and factors that they're really trying to hit on. The things that they don't really discuss are, what material is it made out of and what are some of the factors that go into these lenses from a design perspective, from an ocular surface health perspective, from a breathability perspective, that they just can't beat some of the best contact lenses on the market with. So they take the information at hand that they know that consumers are finding to be issues, and they kind of drill down on it. I think the biggest points are price and convenience.
But like you said, the average patient, if you started giving them decay over T and oxygen transmissibility, that's language that they're probably happy to avoid because a patient might be easily overwhelmed. So understandable from their side of things. So it makes our job in educating differences more difficult because that's what really sets the lenses that we prescribe apart.
100%. And I think the biggest factor too is all of these websites are happy to, in the kind of the fine print of, whether it's the patient information packet or fitting guide, they're happy to go ahead and direct their customers to an eye care professional if they run into an issue with the contact lens, whether it doesn't fit right, whether they wake up with a red eye, they have reduced vision. The things that we know can really go wrong when wearing a medical device like a contact lens. And to me, that I found that a little bit interesting was they're going to go ahead and preach from the mountaintops that they're going to give you something that's a lot of them stayed of good quality for a convenient price and convenient delivery method without really being fit by a professional. You just have to go ahead and send in your contact lens prescription. And from what I found, it really didn't matter what you sent in, from the perspective of actually verifying the prescription. I think 3 out of 4 of them I never actually got or received any information on verification. There may have been a call to my office where they left a voicemail or tried to, or they sent something through that we just didn't catch, but I let my team know. I said, hey, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to sign up for all 4 of these contact lenses. And I want you to know if anything comes through about verification. One of them sent us an email, which we didn't reply back to in time because I think they gave us 6 to 8 hours and it was on the weekend. So, I think that when it comes down to the whole process behind it, that was a little bit, troubling to me.
Well, so that was definitely something I wanted to ask you about. So it sounds like 1 out of 4 sent anything to verify, but maybe even that with such a short window wasn't even compliant with FTC standards of how long that window has to be for prescription verification. So that's relatively disheartening, I would say.
It is. And Jen, if you think about it from a consumer's perspective, if they go ahead and they take a monthly contact lens that they were fit with, and maybe it expires in a week, and they send that out there and they order your supply, and it gets verified, boom, it comes back to them that, okay, I don't have to go back to the doctor for a while. I'm getting this contact lens sent to my home at a relatively inexpensive cost. And, it's kind of delaying things for them. It's kind of kicking the can down the road to go and get their eyes checked for their yearly evaluation. And then some of these contact, I think 1 or 2 of them were actually doing contact lens renewals if you are a established contact lens wearer. So kind of like, 1-800 Contacts and Optarnative, which I know they're rebranded now, but kind of like those companies would do, they're actually offering that as a service as well.
Right, where you could renew your prescription on their website through their remote or mobile app without being seen by a doctor at all.
You got it. Yep, you got it. And, I think as kind of forward-thinking, entrepreneurial doctors, we know that things are going to continue to shift and evolve. I think, disruption is not going away by any means. But I think there's a fine line and a fine balance. And I think the companies that do this correctly, that find a way to provide subscription contact lenses to their customers by working with providers, I think they'll be able to do very well and be very successful. But the ones that are trying to cut out providers as and basically thinking of us as the middleman, I think they can run into some issues down the road.
Well, I want to get a little bit of your experience. Obviously, your prescription verification experience, I would classify as poor. What about your experience more with the consumer hat when the lenses arrived? I mean, was the packaging sleek? What pros and cons did you run into that kind of maybe was an improvement or worse than you'd expect with someone actually ordering contact lenses from your office, for example?
Well, Jen, let me ask you this. You probably get shipments sent to your house all the time, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel when something arrives at the door and you open up the package and it looks pretty? How does that make you feel?
This is so funny. I always feel terrible about myself, but like one of the very first questions I ask when I get home is, did we get anything in the mail today? And I mean like a package or something like that, but I'm so excited about what might've come. So the psychology of getting something, yeah, there's something powerful about that.
Absolutely. It's like a holiday, you know, I mean, all sorts of gifts showing up on your front doorstep. And so the packaging from these companies was, for the most part, you know, pretty fancy. I would say they used, you know, attractive colors, kind of, you know, sexy packaging, things that, you know, as a consumer, you're like, okay, this is pretty cool. You know, I'm getting a contact lens that comes in this fancy box and delivered right to my door. It's going to happen every month. You know, it's, you know, kind of keeping me in line and on, you know, how often I should be changing out my lenses, which is daily, right? But, you know, they're actually able to go into their account and change the delivery to, okay, you know, I don't need an update right now. I'll do it in, you know, 2 weeks or a month, or, you know, they can kind of adjust the delivery period. So they feel like they have this control over something and they look forward to the delivery of it. And I know too, there are other companies out there that are going through the process of doing, you know, subscription contact lens delivery. You know, you have Lens Butler, you have
Sightbox
was the other one I was thinking of. Yep. And then I think Cooper Vision has one as well.
Lens Fairy.
Yep, Lens Fairy. So, you know, I think that as those kind of things continue to, those companies kind of continue to refine their process. And then you have Acuvue Oasys or Acuvue in general, who just came out with their subscription process and basically directly through the doctor. And I think this is something that Hubble has uncovered, just seeing the success in a lot of the other subscription products out there, like razors, where they said, okay, people really enjoy receiving things in a subscription format. Let's go ahead and try it with contacts. I think that somebody will come out ahead eventually, and I think it should be a company that is working with a provider and doing things the right way.
So you mentioned, you know, Hubble obviously really tapped into this first, kind of first to market. So they got a lot of that real marketing buzz around them. And the backers financially that they have secured, it's not shabby at all. Procter & Gamble, a big name that recently joined on. But a 2017 Forbes article mentioned that Hubble spends 95% of all of its ad dollars on social media marketing. So in your opinion, what can we as optometrists learn from the marketing approach that Hubble and these other vendors are using to better help start the conversation about contact lenses, to better help market our offices and even the importance of eye exams to our patients, because they're doing something right on marketing. And I just want to see if you kind of pulled any pearls for your own patient care.
Yeah. As we kind of discussed earlier, I'm big on content development for, you know, for intro wellness, but also for the practice that I co-run. At the end of the day, I think consumer education is huge. And so, you know, we spend a lot of time on digital devices. We're always on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. People are always kind of tapping into things, you know, content, social media content, whether it's a habit, whether they're bored, whether they do it when they wake up before they go to bed. They're always kind of jumping on these platforms. So I think developing content for your practice and utilizing that content to communicate with your patient base is important. And if you want to go ahead and market that content, you can actually pay to do so, whether you're using Google AdWords to bring people to your website or you're using, you know, social media marketing, paid social media marketing and trying to boost your post, whether it's on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. I think those are effective means of communication that you can be really targeted with your marketing approach And you can really get a good response from that. And I think you can also bring to the forefront the importance of, you know, yearly comprehensive eye exams, the importance of, you know, good contact lens compliance and hygiene, why you do what you do as a provider. I think all of those things and more are what patients are looking for, because I think there's also a disconnect with between our patients and in general, people in this world today are looking for that general human connection because things are getting more and more digital. So if you attract them via a digital platform and bring that connection together in person, you definitely are going to be, you know, leaps and bounds ahead of some of these online companies.
It's been very eye-opening to me, the power of branding on these companies and just what the power of even like a sleek looking box design from your office can do to make someone feel like they had something of value coming into them. Old dingy cardboard box or beautiful white box with your logo all in it, like suddenly something looks like it's so much higher end and so much more worth an investment. So little things that we've probably historically been ignoring because we would think, oh, that doesn't really matter. The patient experience, the brand experience, if those aren't words that are in your vocabulary as an eye care provider, is probably long-term really, really going to hurt your business, but also your ability to attract and preserve patients because online disruptors are doing it better. So I think just constantly we need to be reevaluating and make sure we know the story we're telling about our office and we're telling it in every single thing that we do. So being an optometrist has never been more of a full-time job.
Yeah, and I think that honestly is going across the entire platform and across the entire profession of health, you know, and just being a healthcare provider, everybody is looking to go ahead and disrupt healthcare nowadays. And so I think it's more and more important now than ever to not only be on the forefront of your advertising and marketing, but also to really bump up your customer service and to provide your patients with the quality and care they deserve. And make sure that you're addressing all their questions, making sure they know about contact lens rebates and making sure they understand that you're fitting them in a contact lens that is innovative and is bringing a new technology and is going to improve their ability to wear that contact lens throughout the day and into the evening without any discomfort, and is something that they can continue to come back to year over year. And if there's a change in that technology, you're going to bring that to them as well. You're not just going to go ahead and say, well, this is what you're wearing last year, let's just go ahead and renew it. I'm a big advocate of, even if my patient is happy, right? Because I'm the kind of doctor, if it isn't broken, don't fix it. But I also want them to know about their options. And so I'll tell my patient that comes and sits in the chair and says, I've been wearing X lens. It's been, you know, I've been wearing it for 10 years. Yeah, it's okay. It's, you know, it's working out well. And they may not want to disclose that they're having discomfort at the end of the day, or they find that the lens, you know, after a certain period of time is causing a little bit of blurry vision. I always like to present them with just another option. Hey, you know, that lens sounds like it's been a great lens for you. This is a new technology product, something to consider. Would you like to go ahead and try that today? And so I think that as providers, we need to continue to provide that value add to our patients and really bump up our customer service. And I think in doing so, that human interaction and the ability for our patients to come back to us year over year with that relationship and that understanding that we care about them as people will always beat out technology and people being online as just disruptors.
Such good advice. You just perfectly described how to create value in the whole contact lens examination experience, because I think what kind of disruptors we're looking at originally, why this space looks so appealing, was that the average patient's experience with the eye/contact lens exam was, oh, something I have to do every year. It's an inconvenient. And they just give me my same prescription again. If we're not having those talking points and discussing and offering the new and innovative material, why would we expect our patients to feel any differently about it? So it all really comes back to what we've left on the table as far as poor discussion and poor education to get to this point. Based on your experience, do you have any advice for ODs that are starting to field these questions from their patients about, well, what about ordering from Hubble this year, for example? Like, what would you tell doctors they should kind of focus on if a patient asks them directly?
Yeah, I think they could be very transparent and say that, you know, these companies, particularly, you know, if they ask about Hubble, Hubble is a new startup company that is looking at disrupting the contact lens industry, and they got a lot of investors behind them to bring a product that is essentially designed with outdated technology to consumers via social media. and then be transparent about the fact that you have superior products that you can get to them at a similar price point with contact lens rebates, and it'll improve their quality of life. It'll keep them in their contact lenses longer, more comfortably, and seeing better. And at the end of the day, that's what contact lens wearers really want. Yes, they're all cost, you know, everybody has a certain degree of being cost conscious in this world, but you have to demonstrate and talk about the value of what you're providing them. And I think at the end of the day, if you have those conversations with people, even if they do go and try something that is an inferior product via subscription contact lens model, direct-to-consumer one, they'll be back. They'll be back and they'll say, hey, yeah, I did give it a try. You were right. Because the proof is in the pudding that those lenses are just, they're designed with outdated materials. And I just don't see it lasting to the point where people are going to continue to utilize those products if you educate them appropriately. Now, if you don't talk to them about the differences, or maybe they, you know, have always worn something that's been outdated and they want to slide into this, well, those patients might stick around a little bit longer in these products. But the ones that truly understand the value and are thinking about the comfort, the vision, and the overall success they have in those contact lenses, those are the ones that you'll make a difference with.
Dr. Court, thank you so much for your time. If anyone's listening and they want to learn more about Intro Wellness or follow along with what you're doing, where's a great place for them to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. They can go to introwellness.com and there's a contact us tab, or they can just shoot me an email. My email is rcorte@introwellness.com. I'm happy to have the conversation because, you know, as a provider and somebody who sees patients in an eye care practice, I'm also very passionate about patient education and clear and transparent information, especially in the health and wellness space. So happy to talk to anybody who's interested in chatting.